they opened doors of escape. I liked better some American detective stories which were traversed from time to time by unkempt, fierce and beautiful girls. Though there was nothing wrong in these stories, though their intention was sometimes literary, they were circulated secretly at school. One day, when Father Butler was hearing for the 4 pages of Roman history, clumsy Leo Dillon was discovered with a copy of The Halfpenny Marvel. "This page or this page?" "This page. Now, Dillon, up." "Hardly had the day—" "Go on. What day?" "Hardly had the day dawn—" "Have you studied it? What have you there in your pocket?" Everyone's heart palpitated as Leo Dillon handed up the paper, and everyone assumed an innocent face. Father Butler turned over the pages, frowning. "What is this rubbish?" he said. "The Apache chief? Is this what you read instead of studying your Roman history? Let me not find any more of this wretched stuff in this college. The man who wrote it, I suppose, was some wretched fellow who writes these things for a drink. I'm surprised at boys like you, educated, reading such stuff. I could understand it if you were national schoolboys. No, Dillon."